I don't need to tell you that the most powerful way to grow your business is when you lead with heart, passion, and purpose. And today, my guest has done exactly that with incredible results. Welcome to The Road to Seven. I'm your host, Sheila Cummins. I am an entrepreneur, a mentor, an investor, a wife, and mom to three beautiful children. Women entrepreneurs are up-leveling and changing the rules for business strategy, leadership, success, money, and impacting the world every single day. The Road to Seven is the diary of business strategy for women entrepreneurs. We meet you where you're at in your business and champion you along the road to your vision. And I am honored you chose to join us today. Ready to go? Buckle up. It's time to hit the road. Adedoyin Omotara is a beauty entrepreneur, women's empowerment advocate, speaker, life coach, business coach, and the leader of the Unmask Your Beauty movement. Her passion to live a fuller and more expressive life made her leave her successful corporate engineering career to become a full-time entrepreneur. Seeking the spiritually creative fulfillment missing in her successful corporate career, she determined to resolve the concern that beauty today, far from being that poetic joy forever, is unfortunately a source of insecurity, shame, and stress for countless women. Her inspirational teaching events promote beauty inside and out to an audience of women at all stages of life. Adedoyin believes in investing in the dream of girls and in the strength of women. I hope that you enjoy our conversation as much as I did. When I tell you that we look high and low for really fascinating women, today's interview is exactly why we look high and low. I cannot wait to introduce you to my guest today, the CEO and founder of Adoya.com. And I love that she leads with my main priority is to invest in the dreams of girls and the strength of women. Adedoyin, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Sheila. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, thank you. Listen, I know that you haven't always been leading such a powerful company and a really impactful organization. How is it that you came to be sort of the CEO and founder of Adoya?
Okay, so my past life, I used to be an engineer, an electrical engineer, and I mostly worked on projects. I worked as a project engineer, project planning engineer, project controls engineer in the oil and gas industry. I mostly spent my 20s doing that. And I remember I just got to a point in my late 20s where I just got tired of that old oil and gas and, you know, engineering. And it was more like I didn't really have a dream in that field, but I would get any job I wanted if I, you know, read for it. And, you know, I went for interviews. I became a manager, a project planning manager, and was leading a team, you know, a very powerful project in the North Sea. And yeah, it was good on paper. However, I did not feel fulfilled at all. Yeah. And then I started to think, what would actually make me feel fulfilled? And then I thought, you know what? Maybe I should try entrepreneurship. Maybe, just maybe. That's the answer. And then we lived in the UK. So I told my husband, you know what? And we were planning to, that was 2014, we're planning to relocate to Canada. And I told my husband, I said, when we get to Canada, I'm not going to look for a job. I want to actually try and run my business full time. Because I started part time, you know, when I started thinking of entrepreneurship, I'd always done makeup as a side gig. I just loved doing makeup and brides and things. So I would go to work Monday to Friday, and Saturday I'll pack my bags, go do makeup for a bride. I loved it. So I thought, okay, if I wanted to do entrepreneurship, this is the only thing I know. Let me brand makeup and all of that. And then I started the company Adoya. I remember that day I was just on my table with my my dining table with my husband and sister. And I was like, oh, I'm looking for one name that describes beauty for a woman, like a beautiful woman. And then I just Googled beautiful woman, one word for beautiful woman. And I saw the name Adonia. It's a Greek word that actually means beautiful woman or beautiful goddess. So I took up the name, and that was how we started Adonia as a company. So at that time, all I was thinking was makeup. That was it. At that time, when I was thinking of Adonia, I also spoke to a friend who said, well, why are you doing makeup? You know, she kept on asking that question, why? And I was like, I really just want women to be confident. Women at different stages of life to be confident. She was like, okay, yeah, then look for a name that you know, that covers that. And that was really how I made up my mind that I was going to use Adonia.
What a beautiful story. So it all started with you applying makeup on the weekends.
Yes.
Where did it grow and evolve from there?
Okay, so that was 2014. And then 2015, we relocated to Canada, where I was able to, I decided not to look for a job and focus on this full time, right? So I went through a course called Momentum. It's an organization called Momentum, and they had this small business startup course for 6 months. My kids were little. I had a 2-year-old, I had a 5-year-old, and they accommodated kids as well. It was an evening program. We could bring our kids. We looked forward to it. We looked forward to going for that program. My kids had their own section. I had my own section. And literally there, I came out with the business plan from that program. And that really helped me to put everything in my head on paper. I wanted to have services, product, and a school. Those three things I wanted to have. A school, product, and services, cosmetics, makeup and skincare, school, and I just really wanted that. And by the time I finished my business plan, I had already researched organizations that had products, that made products in Canada, and I launched my skincare and makeup line in 2021. In 2016. Mm-hmm. So we moved in 2015. And then I launched my skincare and makeup line in 2016. And it was at that point I realized that my mission in life was bigger than just being another entrepreneur selling makeup, selling skincare. Anyone can do that. When I wanted to do that event, I just, what came to my mind as an event that will be impactful was that I wanted everyday women to feel beautiful. So I didn't want models, like people that see themselves as models, like certain features, like everyday women. I wanted them to feel beautiful. So I got a few makeup artists to help me on the day, and I told them that you're not doing models. We're just people that come into the event. We're just going to unpick from the crowd, do their makeup, and get them to run, to walk on the runway, and just tell us what beauty means to them. And that was like the heart of the event on the day. So we talked about the products. People tried the products. They wore it. And women walked on the runway talking about what beauty means to them. And after the event, so many messages dropped in. Boy, that was so inspiring. Oh my God, well done for doing this. Oh my God, you're inspiring other Black women in this community. And I heard more of that than great products, right? And people were like, oh my God, I've never felt so beautiful in my life. Another woman, you know, she wears the hijab and she said she has never walked so confidently. In fact, even on our wedding day, she was looking down. Like for her to walk on the run. So that actually gave another definition for my brand. I saw the confidence. People were just happy. People had other products they were using before. They brought their makeup purses. Can I change everything? I just want to align with this brand. I love what this brand is doing. Like Shayla, I ran into a hole for like 3 months. I couldn't post anything about my product because it was as if I had to go back to the drawing board. Okay, listen, what are we doing here? Are we inspiring women or are we selling product?
Right.
What are we doing here? Right. And, you know, that just gave a definition to my brand, that the definition came from my heart, but I didn't know how to put it all together. But from the event, people started to, you know, tell me what they got from the event, not what I thought they would get. I just wanted to sell product, right?
Sure.
But they told me what they got from the event. And then at that time, I wasn't sure if even the marketing plan I had in my business plan made sense anymore. And all of those sales strategies, all those strategies, I wasn't sure they made sense anymore. And then I just put them on one side and just started, I'm a Christian, I started praying. And then I hired a coach. That was the very first time I was going to pay a coach. And she was doing this program called Map Your Life Purpose. I did the program, and then I also did a one-on-one program with her. Her name is Beta Lambre. She is in the UK. And thank God for Zoom. Thank God for, you know, for online coaching. And, you know, I was just telling her I know that there's a deeper meaning for what I'm doing. And I wanted to merge the women feeling confident with my product. I wanted everything to merge. And we started working together. She asked a lot of questions that I'd never asked myself before. And that's what coaches do so well. You know, it's all about, they're not going to give you answers, but they would ask questions that by the time you start to give those answers, the things that will come out of you will then to start to understand even your own essence. And that was when I was able to even come up with this line of, my main mission is investing in the dream of girls and in the strength of women. That it took me that long to be able to really put out what my brand was really mm-hmm. and was like back to drawing board. How do we work out a sales strategy from this? How do we work out a marketing strategy from this mission statement? How do I build a vision for this company from this mission statement? Because I saw that was my superpower. That is the content, the major content that I have. And I just wanted to pour out through this. So I started to see the makeup I was doing, the skincare, all of that as a platform to promote my essence, to promote my mission.
Gosh, that's beautiful. You know, and I think of all the, what I know of marketing products, you know, when you can create that community and that, like a community uprising of doing better, doing different, people buy based on how you're making them feel, not necessarily the product. It's not about the lip gloss. It's about the identity that I can create when I'm wearing the lip gloss and I feel confident and it helps me, you know, take courageous moves. And I can see how that would be so much more fulfilling for you than how many blushes did I sell? How many face creams moved today?
Absolutely. Sure, like you can get lipstick anywhere. You can get blushes anywhere. You can, like, it's everywhere. Sephora has entered the market, broken the market. It's everywhere. And this is my own superpower. And I started to see how this is going to work. You know what I told my husband when we moved to Canada in 2015? I said, I'll try this business for 2 years. And if it doesn't work out, I'll go back to work. I just want to
what? And you're coming up to 8 years now.
Right, Sheila. By the time I realized this mission, and that was just what started driving me. And you know what? Right now, Adonia has moved on from just being a beauty company. Mm-hmm. In fact, anytime people see me, people just say, oh, don't create spaces for other women to shine. That's what that's how people describe me. And, you know, so all of my different platforms. So I started having different platforms of Adonia. And what this really did for me was it took me out of the competitive lane and I got into the creative lane and started to create. You see, when you're writing your business plan, they will tell you to research your competitor. How are you going to differentiate yourself? All of those things. I had written all of those things, but they didn't make sense to me anymore. Because I'm like, I don't even have a competitor. Like, I'm just here, just literally living out my mission, my own mission, based on my own story, based on what I know about life. And I know that I'm going to get my own tribe that will understand how I'm talking, that will connect to my story, that I would empower through my story. And I'm just like, there's no competition. There isn't. And since 2016, I completely left that competitive lane and I started creating. And it's just, and that for me, that's what blows my mind the most about entrepreneurship. The fact that I can just sit, think up something, execute it. I'm like, oh my God. It's exciting. It's like you're having a baby.
Yeah.
All of the contractions, all of, and then everything just comes out and you're like, oh my God, to this joy. It's exactly like that. So it's so fulfilling. I didn't even know when 2 years passed, 3 years, four, five, six. And this was something I started in 2014 in Aberdeen, Scotland. And look at us in 2023. Next year, Adoya is going to be 10.
Wow.
And really, I'm like, it's very easy to just forget about the story of Aberdeen, Scotland, when I was on my table. You know, we did a launch event where I called a few of my friends, you know, in my conservatory and all of, it's very easy to forget about that and just say, oh no, Adoya started in 2016 when I incorporated in Canada. But no, I'm not going to, that background story.
Yes.
It's a huge part of it. Because that was when I was just like, just coming out of the water and just like, okay, let me just try. Let me see. And then after 2 years, I discovered this is a thing. It's not a joke. It's not just let's try it. It's not a trial and error. This is your life's work right here. Because Sheila, it didn't make sense to me. I went to school to study electrical engineering. In year three of studying electrical engineering, I used my pocket money to attend a makeup and aesthetic class. It was like a 3-day class. And I started to call myself a makeup artist and I started to get bright. But it just didn't make sense. I cannot be an engineer and be doing makeup. It didn't make sense. So it was something I never thought I could do full time. So I went on, I did lots of certifications, got a job, different jobs in different organizations. Well, I always just loved applying makeup on people. I loved how it made people feel. I loved teaching it, you know. So I always did that on the side. All the churches that I attended, people knew that, oh, go to Doreen, she can teach on this, she can. That was my jam, you know, beauty. I never knew that I would completely leave engineering. I never knew that.
Well, that's the beautiful part of the journey. Take me back. I want to come back to the movement in a minute. But before that, take me back to getting that first product to market. Were you able to secure capital? How did you go about figuring out how to make this product? How did that whole piece work?
I'll take you back to 2014. So when I decided I was going to start makeup, going to the business of makeup, I actually do have a mentor. And when I mean mentor, she doesn't even know me, but she's someone that I've always looked up to in that industry, you know. And I'm always like, if I'm going to do anything makeup, I would like to be like this woman. And her name is Tara Feladurotoye. She's back home in Nigeria. When I was younger, you know, I would go into her store, try makeup. I even did some makeup courses through her institute. So I just loved our model. So that was when the model of services, product in school came to be, because I saw that somebody was successful doing it. And that was what I wanted to do. So in 2014, I started to research. Google had helped me a lot. I just started to research, how do I create my own makeup product? Create makeup product in Canada. You know, I just, you know. And then I came by something called private labeling.
Yes.
Private labeling basically is there are organizations, companies that do mass production of products. And when you test them, they have different lines. You can test them. And if you like them, you can put your logo on it. So they do the production for you. And because I've always known that my strength is in marketing and sales. whether I go to school for it or not, I just naturally am a people person. People gravitate towards me. I know that I have people wealth and I can sell a good product. Products that I love, I can sell it. So I'm like, I'm not going to go to any school to learn how to mix the foundation and lip glosses. And I don't want to get involved in that. I just want to sell good products. So, and because we're moving to Canada, I started to research companies in Canada. So that was 2014, remember. I had never been to Canada before, but we were planning to relocate. So I started to research. And by the time I started to research, by early 2015, I had reached out to a few companies. I paid and they sent me samples of the product in Aberdeen, Scotland. That was even before I stepped my feet into Canada. So I had reached out to a few organizations in Toronto that did products or makeup, skincare, and they had sent me samples of those products in Aberdeen. So I started testing them. I started using them on some of my clients. Uh-huh. I just was excited. So I told my husband, as soon as we hit Canada and we settle a bit, I need to travel to those labs. I need to see them. I want to talk to them, you know. And that was exactly what I did. So when we got to Canada in 2015, September, between September and December, it was more like, you know, just trying to settle the kids, settle the family. But beginning of 2016, I traveled to Toronto and reached out to those labs, went to them, saw the manufacturing plant, asked a lot of questions. It was just good to be there in person. And I just felt so fulfilled. And it was about that time I started the Momentum program as well. Mm-hmm. So it was more like I knew exactly what I wanted. I didn't go to the Momentum program trying to let them figure out things for me. I knew exactly what I wanted. So I got the best out of that program in terms of education and network. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was done, I launched my product. So it was basically within a year of getting into Canada that I launched those products. So it appeared to people that I literally hit the ground running because I knew exactly what I wanted. I wasn't confused that, you know, how a lot of new immigrants come, they're looking for a job. I wasn't confused. I was just like, as long as my husband has a job, I'm going to focus on this. And I told him, I said, 2 years, just give me 2 years. If it's not making sense, don't worry, I'll be back. We'll be back in this 9-to-5 game. But yeah, if it makes sense, I'm here for life. Right. And I'm thankful that it's making sense.
Well, that's amazing. And I love how you sort of tapped into what was already there that you could then adapt and make yours. Absolutely. I think that was so brilliant. And I think you probably already knew on a very subconscious level that for you, it was about the impact. It wasn't necessarily the actual product. Wow. What has been for you at Adoyan the most difficult parts of the growth journey? You know, when you talk, it sounds all very easy. Oh, I called this and I researched that and then I got this product and I sold it. But I know it's not as straightforward as that. What have been the most challenging pieces for you?
Rihanna, Sheila, the most challenging piece of policy is my mind. Mm. You know, when you see something and you're like, do you even look like people doing this?
Yeah.
Well, there's a woman I love and respect a lot, Mary Kay. In fact, I've sold Mary Kay. I started selling Mary Kay in my teen years back home. I love Mary Kay and I got to love the product even more when I got into the Western world and I started to read about her. And by the time I was going to launch my own product, I started to ask myself, do I even look like this women succeeding in this field? Like Mary Kay, she's in America. Look at the population. You know, all of those negative thoughts that started going through my head. Like, are you sure you're not wasting your time and money doing this? You've got skills. You can be a director in this organization. Why are you waiting? You know, so many of those thoughts came to my mind and I started to think of other women that I really, you know, admire in the industry, Bobby Brown. I started to think, oh my God, I don't even look like her. You know, people succeeding in that space. I'm Black. How many Black women in Canada have done something like this before? I couldn't see anyone. I couldn't see anyone around me. Mm-hmm. And then you start to think again about, oh, I could have done this if I was back home. I have my network and all of that. I'm in another city. Let me just focus. You know, so many things blocking my mind. And I just heard that small, still voice. So you can do it. You can do it. You are going to create the path for other women that look like you. Yes, you have a woman that looks like you in this community doing what you're doing. But you are going to be that woman. And you are going to create a way. You're going to create a path for other women, you know, coming behind you. So my mind has been my biggest challenge for everything. Even when it was just me and one staff. And I'm like, you know what? I want to scale to the next level. I can't. It's just not possible. Moments when I'm like, I cannot even afford another staff. But the moment you put in that work and say, okay, come in, let's chat, scale up and see how this goes. You just see how the revenue just starts to increase because you've brought in another skilled person that can, you know, things that if you look at the math, it's not mathing, but you just put in the work and just do it. You just do, you just get your hands dirty and do it. And yeah. Then you start to see things coming up, coming together.
And I feel like I don't know about you, but for me, I notice that when my mindset is not as strong as I need it to be, that's often then reflected in the women I'm serving. Absolutely. And so I feel like it's my responsibility to keep pushing, to keep moving the container, to keep pushing the barrier so that I can then create that container and absolutely reflect it in the women I serve. And I think that's so important of what you said. I mean, you really are the face of the movement that you're creating for others. Yeah. I've heard you say you're a woman of faith. Yeah. I know that I'm sure that that has helped your mindset tremendously.
Absolutely.
What else do you do to help keep you on that path? How do you help not control your mind, but ensure that you are in the best mindset to achieve that next level?
So I don't joke with personal development. I spend a lot of money on that. You know how they tell you what you value the most is what you spend your money on the most.
Yes.
And then people are checking their account. They're like, check your credit card. What do you spend on? I can never have enough of personal development than just that personal evolution.
Yes.
Right? Every year I see a different version of me, every single year. And that's because I never stop. I have such an insatiable appetite for learning. And I'm going to pay $10,000 to a coach, you know, that I feel is going to get me to where I'm trying to go. During COVID, we had to close the stores. And then I thought, you know, immediately I'm like, what can I do with this time? Okay, I've always wanted to write a book. I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit around my business that I need to share with the world to inspire other people. I tried to write this book since 2017. I just couldn't. And then I just thought, you know what? I'm going to hire a coach that I know has written several books. You know, so basically it's just been around communities that inspire growth. I call it an environment of light. You know, just surrounding yourself with light, with people that have goals and that are going for it, people writing books, building organizations. You know, those are the things that I do. Those are organizations that I love to be a part of. Those are events that I would pay for. I would travel to actually attend a conference because those are the things that help me help my mind. It's very important to be in the right mind frame because business can be very stressful. It can take over you. It can put you in a place where all you're focusing on is that business, neglecting family, neglecting friends. You know, there have been times that I've been there, but then I quickly align myself and I'm like, no, God cannot give you a vision that would now make you neglect your family, neglect your children, neglect your friends. And then you become a loner. No, I'm not going to be like that. We're going to build this. I'm not in a hurry for it to, you know, be successful, but we're going to build this with grace. You know, so just aligning myself and of course my church community as well. You know, just being in the right community of light where you're constantly hearing what you need to hear to improve your mind because it can be really, really dark out there. especially in the business world, and you can feel really lonely. Like, this is only happening to you. But no, it's not just happening to you, Peter. This is tough. But God is tougher.
I love that. Tell me, I got two more questions. I know how busy you are. I've got two more questions that I'm going to let you go. The first question is, Adedoyin, what do you know now, today, that you wished you knew when you started back in 2013?
Okay, so back in 2014 was when I started.
Yeah.
And what do I know now? So people are not looking for you. They're looking for your gifts. They're looking for the value you have to serve the world. And the world is so desperate for solutions that they will only run in the direction of those providing the solutions. So it's really not about you. And that's what I discovered. It's really not about me. It's really about that impact that I want to put, that God has put inside me to give to the world. And you need to now look for those, but those that have that problem will gravitate towards you. Mm-hmm. Because I run a business, people come to me more for, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, business coaching. And then by the time they move closer, they're like, oh, she really helped my sense of confidence, sense of, I've become another version. The way I'm thinking is different. Because that's really what I'm sent to do. Go and meet a business coach that will tell you to do all this MBA stuff. That's not me. I'm going to tell you to find your why and operate from that compass, right? That's what I'm going to tell you. And really, that's what I've learned over the years. Before, I just thought business was about buying and selling. But I know better that it is really about the value you have to give to the world. And it's beyond those products. Because if it is product, you see product, anybody can have the same product that you have. In fact, they might have a better product. They might launch a better product than you in terms of quality. And it can even be cheaper. So if you think, oh, I'm competing based on the fact that I have the best product in town. No, you cannot have the best product. Somebody is going to come, in fact, do a better product than you. Or I'm competing based on the fact that, oh, I have the cheapest product. If cheap people come to me, somebody is going to come that is cheaper than you, right? So it's hard. So those things are stressful when you're competing based on product, based on quality, and based on all those things that people can easily imitate. You know what people cannot imitate? Nobody can imitate who you are. So you are your unique selling point. You are the brand, right? And by the time you infuse all your own personal values into the brand that you are building, then it stands on its own. You are in a class of your own, right? And then you start to create. And those are the things I've learned, that it's not about those products that you're selling. It's not about those services. It's about who you are. If you're an excellent person, there's going to be excellence in everything you deliver, right? And because I know that my calling is really to empower women, It was easy for me to say, you know what? I'm opening something called Adonia Collective. If you're an entrepreneur, come on board, pay this stipend, let everybody showcase their product, right? There's Adonia Building. There's Adonia Mobile, where people that want mobile makeup artists, you know, they go to them. There's Adonia Image Consulting, where people, you know, where we help you with your image, with your confidence. You know, we do style consultations, color consultation. And there's so much more. I don't know what Adonia we're going to open tomorrow, but I just know that I just keep creating.
Yes.
I just cannot stop. Right. And that is what keeps me going. And some of these businesses, are they stable yet? No. But then I enjoy the process of building. I enjoy the process of building, and I enjoy the process of scaling. And I just know that we are just even getting started. We're not even. They're not there yet, but I'm excited. I just love the journey. I'm enjoying the journey.
Well, that's funny, because maybe you're not going to answer my next question. My final question was going to be, what's next for Adonia? But maybe we're just going to let it be, because it's just growing.
I do love the question. What is next for Adonia? Right now, what I know right now is that I'm just trying to stabilize the organizations that I have right now. We have Adonia Group Incorporation, and under it, we have different trade names, Adonia Collective, Adonia Beauty, Adonia Energy Consulting, Adonia Mobile. The mobile makeup is something we just started, and it's really growing because people, so that solved a problem of convenience and time. Mm-hmm. Instead of going to a makeup artist and, you know, somebody comes to the comfort of your home, they do the makeup and they leave, right? So that's a whole business model on its own that yes. I'm trying to stabilize. Adonia Beauty on its own, I want to franchise that. So I'm trying to just build a model that works in the store. So basically, I'm trying to stabilize each of the organizations that I've started. But I'm just open to all of the creativities that comes with building a company that invests in the dream of girls and in the strength of women.
Beautiful. From your mouth to the listener's ears. I know that our listeners are going to want to connect with you, follow you, probably purchase some products and be in your presence. Where should we be sending them?
Okay, so send them to adonia.com. You can connect with all of our different initiatives there, the ones that are live online there. And then if they want to connect with me personally, it's adedoyinomotara@gmail.com.
Terrific. We will put all of those in the show notes to make it easy. And I can't thank you enough for reminding us about the importance of the idea that your business has to be fulfilling. And that it's got to come from a place of passion and purpose in order to make it really thrive. I think that's a piece that gets lost so much. And I'm so grateful that you shared the importance of that in your journey.
Thank you so much, Sheila. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Seven. If you found value in what you've heard today, please leave us a 5-star rating and a written review. You might just get a shout out on an upcoming episode. And you never know when I'm going to be mailing some surprise treats to our reviewers. Make sure to subscribe so you automatically get notified when new episodes are released. Are you looking for a way to connect with other entrepreneurs that are facing the same challenges as you? I'd love to connect with you in the Road to Seven Facebook group on Instagram and LinkedIn. Just head to SheilaCummins.com. You will find all the links that you need right there. Together, we'll explore more ways to support your shift into action so that you can grow your business to finally match your vision. I love aligning your vision of success with strategic and intentional actions because that is how we will grow your business to match your vision. I focus on women, all women, because women hold the keys and the power to creating a powerful and positive world through their impact. We'll see you on the next episode.